Thanks for joining us for Help at Home's Meaningful Moments podcast series. I'm Barry Bernson with Julie McCarter, President of Care Coordination for Help at Home. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Barry. How are you?
Good, good, good. So, Julie, care coordination is the new business segment for Help at Home. Give us an overview of how the program works.
Sure. Care coordination is here to connect home care to healthcare. It's a process where we are taking observations from our caregivers during their time in the home and lifting those into a clinical program where a clinical team can layer on additional assessments. Both of those things combined help us build care plans for our clients, understanding the interventions that could be useful for our different clients' needs. So we're able to analyze and then make those actions. And those actions can be connecting our clients to primary and specialty care needs. Those actions can actually be activated by our own clinical team in the home, helping with closing environmental gaps, such as food insecurity needs, and connecting our clients with meal delivery services.
Julie McCarter, tell us how the program involves caregivers to help with observations of their clients to help defer adverse events.
Yeah, great question. Again, our caregiver's role really is to observe changes in conditions that happen within the home. And what we've done is give them an incredibly simple digital tool to capture those insights. This tool is pushed out electronically onto their phones, and they're able to complete a survey that takes under 3 minutes. And that survey captures observations across physical, behavioral, and environmental situations in the client's home. So again, we can be capturing things such as changes in a client's breathing or mobility, changes in food source or supply within the home, as examples.
So the caregivers are literally committed to their clients, and that's how the insights that they pick up are used to close gaps in care. Is that right?
That's correct. Our caregivers, we have the luxury of caregivers who spend an average of 17 hours in the home each week and have an average tenure of 4 years relationship with our clients. So these are enduring relationships that are formed, and our caregivers are really the starting point. They are in the best position to observe and alert us when things are changing for the client.
How can this benefit clients? How does it benefit caregivers?
First and foremost, we've heard loud and clear as we were piloting this capability that our caregivers feel much more supported in the work that they're doing because they have a clinical organization that they can turn to for even more support. And then, of course, the client is benefiting. We are able to create healthcare interventions more rapidly, improving the care that they're receiving and the quality of the care that they're receiving.
So, Julie, it benefits clients, it benefits caregivers. What about payer, health plan, state partners, other stakeholders?
Yes, state and payer stakeholders absolutely benefit from care coordination as we are able to understand the needs of our clients and really create rapid interventions to meet those needs. States, payers, and at-risk providers benefit when we are getting care delivery faster for these clients, therefore avoiding more costly services that could eventually happen, services like emergency room visits, inpatient stays, and institutionalizations.
Julie McCarter, Help at Home's President of Care Coordination, we thank you for joining us and sharing the details about how Help at Home is focused on transforming the way personal care is delivered through that care coordination strategy. Join us for more about care coordination from Help at Home in future podcasts. And to learn more, visit helpathome.com/carecoordination.